This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Nearly 10 years ago, destructive wildfires forced mass evacuations and destroyed thousands of homes near Austin. Today, the city's soaring growth is raising concerns that Austin remains ill-prepared for a wildfire outbreak. As the Texas Standard's Jill Ament reports, community leaders in the Texas capital city have taken some extraordinary steps to get better prepared, including seeking the advice and expertise of some folks with lots of experience in the matter, namely firefighters from California.
I don't think there's anybody here who would argue that this is not a fantastic view.
On a sunny and windy day last week, about 40 people crowd the top of a scenic hill country overlook in Austin. But they're not here for the view. This group of city and state leaders are listening as firefighters from California and Austin point out the cedar trees and brushland climbing up the incline. They also note the strong winds funneling up the overlook. Despite the spot's great views, it's a fire hazard. A potential wildfire could quickly travel up this slope through the trees and brush, threatening dozens of homes nearby.
I look at the continuous fuel that goes right up to the houses, and I'm like, that is, in the conditions that we've experienced, that is not good.
That's Dave Russell. He helped coordinate the firefighting response to California's most recent megafires, including the Camp Fire in 2018. That's the one that destroyed the town of Paradise, California, and killed 85 people. After going over the risks at the overlook, everyone climbs onto a charter bus. From there, the group travels to other densely populated neighborhoods near Lake Austin and Lake Travis.
The first thing that stuck out to me, and I'm from California, was there's already traffic.
That's retired California firefighter Todd Durham.
So if you cannot get people out of harm's way in a timely fashion on the roadways, what are you going to do to protect them?
Durham and Russell spent 2 days here touring some of Austin's most wildfire-prone areas. More than 60% of the city's homes and businesses are located in wildlands, making that fire risk one of the highest in the nation. The tour was put on by the Austin Firefighters Association. Bob Nix is the association president. He worries Austin's rapid growth in the city's risk areas, combined with climate change, will create a similar wildfire outbreak that happened around the Austin area nearly 10 years ago.
When we have sustained winds coming out of the north or west at 30 miles an hour for a couple days, which is kind of what we had during the 2011 fires, it's going to be bad.
The California firefighters say Austin should keep investing in wildfire response training for its firefighters. They also advise homeowners here to fireproof their homes by doing things like keeping dry leaves out of gutters or reducing flammable brush in yards. In Colorado and California, officials have approved housing codes requiring residents there to fireproof their homes. In those states, builders must use flame-resistant construction materials. They also have to build homes a certain distance from each other. Bob Nix with the Austin Firefighters Association wants Austin to do the same.
There's ways we can reduce our risk, but we all have to know it's important. We all need to work together. We need to get on it.
Austin City Council member Jimmy Flanagan's district is largely in a high wildfire risk area.
It's not a question of, do we now believe there is risk? And it's not even a question of, do we now think we should do something? It is, what is the best thing to do?
He also wants the city to approve some wildfire codes.
We got to figure out what we can require and what we can enforce. And state law and the state legislature doesn't always let cities do all the requirements and enforcement we wish. And so that, to me, is the thing I want to make sure we get right.
If Austin does adopt a set of wildfire codes, the city would be the first in Texas to do so. Reporting in Austin, I'm Jill Ament for the Texas Standard.